Human life on our world is an unknown experiment. Our world Urantia was assigned as a life experiment world. On this planet the life carriers made their 60th attempt to modify and, if possible, improve the Satania adaptation of the Nebadon life designs, and it is of record that they achieved numerous beneficial modifications of the standard life patterns. To be specific, on Urantia they worked out and have satisfactorily demonstrated not less than 28 features of life modifications which will be of service to all Nebadon throughout all future time. But the establishment of life on no world is ever experimental in the sense that something untried and unknown is attempted. The evolution of life is a technique ever progressive, differential, and variable, but never haphazard, uncontrolled, nor wholly experimental, in the accidental sense. Many features of human life afford abundant evidence that the phenomenon of mortal existence was intelligently planned, that organic evolution is not a mere cosmic accident. When a living cell is injured, it possesses the ability to elaborate certain chemical substances which are empowered so to stimulate and activate the neighboring normal cells that they immediately begin the secretion of certain substances which facilitate healing processes in the wound, and at the same time these normal and uninjured cells begin to proliferate. They actually start to work creating new cells to replace any fellow cells which may have been destroyed by the accident. This chemical action and reaction concerned in wound healing and cell reproduction represents the choice of the life carriers of a formula embracing over 100,000 phases and features of possible chemical reactions and biologic repercussions. More than 500,000 specific experiments were made by the life carriers in their laboratories before they finally settled upon this formula for the Urantia life experiment. When Urantia scientists know more of these healing chemicals, they will become more efficient in the treatment of injuries, and indirectly they will know more about controlling certain serious diseases. Since life was established on Urantia, the life carriers have improved this healing technique as it has been introduced on another Satania world, in that it affords more pain relief and exercises better control over the proliferation capacity of the associated normal cells. There were many unique features of the Urantia life experiment, but the two outstanding episodes were the appearance of the Andonic race prior to the evolution of the six colored peoples and the later simultaneous appearance of the Sanjic mutants in a single family. Urantia is the first world in Satania where the six colored races sprang from the same human family. They ordinarily arise in diversified strains from independent mutations within the pre-human animal stock and usually appear on Earth one at a time and successively over long periods of time, beginning with the red man and passing on down through the colors to indigo. Another outstanding variation of procedure was the late arrival of the planetary prince. As a rule, the prince appears on a planet about the time of wool development, and if such a plan had been followed, Caligastia might have come to Urantia even during the lifetimes of Andon and Fanta, instead of almost 500,000 years later, simultaneously with the appearance of the six Sanjic-colored races. On an ordinary inhabited world a planetary prince would have been granted on the request of the life carriers at, or sometime after, the appearance of Andon and Fanta. But Urantia having been designated a life modification planet, it was by pre-agreement that the Melchizedek observers, 12 in number, were sent as advisors to the life carriers and as overseers of the planet until the subsequent arrival of the planetary prince. These Melchizedeks came at the time Andon and Fanta made the decisions which enabled thought adjusters to indwell their mortal minds. On Urantia the endeavors of the life carriers to improve the Satania life patterns necessarily resulted in the production of many apparently useless forms of transition life. But the gains already accrued are sufficient to justify the Urantia modifications of the standard life designs. It was their intention to produce an early manifestation of will in the evolutionary life of Urantia, and they succeeded. Ordinarily, will does not emerge until the colored races have long been in existence, usually first appearing among the superior types of the red man. Our world is the only planet in Satania where the human type of will has appeared in a pre-colored race. But in their effort to provide for that combination and association of inheritance factors which finally gave rise to the mammalian ancestors of the human race, they were confronted with the necessity of permitting hundreds and thousands of other and comparatively useless combinations and associations of inheritance factors to take place. Many of these seemingly strange byproducts of their efforts are certain to meet our gaze as we dig back into the planetary past, and the life carriers can well understand how puzzling some of these things must be to our limited human viewpoint.